Jayarata Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayarata Madhava Kunya Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Parada Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chali Yamuna Tira Vana Chali I request you now to sing a song you have never sung before. In a way, chanting Hare Krishna is something which is, we hear, ever fresh. That means we can never say, now I have discovered everything which is there about chanting. And I believe this openness, this readiness, this willingness to go into a beginner's mind is a very good starting point for entering a retreat. So let us sing now a song which we have never sung before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare
One more time please
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Siddharthe Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Siddharthe
Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Hari
De Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's a big honor for New Vrindavan to welcome you all to this Living Rain retreat number two. We feel very blessed that you give us your association for the next 3 days. We know that many of you come from very far, and we especially appreciate that you join us here for these 3 days and go on the path to deepen our attraction to the Holy Name with His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. Maharaj has already greeted many seniors of you, so I would like just to see again. We have here His Holiness Ritvitachisha Swami, in short term, the Arti Swami, Malati Prabhu, Rukmini Prabhu, Brahmatirtha Prabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Prabhu, Purnamasi Prabhu, from our locals, Gopala Sapriya Prabhu. I have seen Gaurashakti Prabhu. These are most of our Prabhupada disciples I have seen so far. Please feel. Kalakanta Prabhu, I have not seen him so far. Okay, Kalakanta Prabhu, we are expecting Chandrasekhar Maharaj arriving tonight, and Notama Prabhu, and many others to come. So please feel welcomed, and let us know if we can do anything for you. It's my big honor to introduce His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. Most of you know that he joined in Germany in 1971. Since then, he is serving Srila Prabhupada in his mission. His dedication is the Holy Name. Many of you may know that he spends during the months of Kartik always in Vrindavan, only dedicating to the Holy Name. And he travels all over the world to share his realizations and experiences with the Holy Name. And we are very happy that Maharaj is coming the second time to New Vrindavan to actually share with all of us his realizations and help us to connect deeper to the Holy Name. Maharaj is the writer of many books. He has just published a new book on the Holy Name. It's called The Living Name, the reason why we have named our retreat, the Living Name Retreat. The book will be available tomorrow, just coming. And please...
On the way.
From 2,000 kilometers away, picked up. For the U.S. people, 1,200 miles. Maharaj will stay with us for a while afterwards for all bridge passes. We will have a special event on Tuesday coming. It will be a very special Vrindavan evening with His Holiness Vashana Maharaj. Please join us also for next Tuesday evening. Thanks again for coming, and we are looking forward to have your association. Hare Krishna.
Audience which we have not yet greeted is connected with these little distraction monsters called mobile telephones to us, but I also want to say I want to greet my internet audience very affectionately, and to know that some of you who are known to me are with us today in the New Vrindavan temple room is highly exhilarating. So I want to also greet you. My dear devotees, we are setting out for a very interesting and very deep experience, and today I want to start already tuning you in to the next few days so that it will be possible for all of you to draw the maximum benefit from this retreat. The original idea of a retreat is very different to what we are accustomed to in our movement since a long time. Festivals or lecture series or seminars. A retreat is something entirely different. A retreat is meant to help us to exit our old world and enter into a room which we could call the in-between room. It's a room which is where we have not yet the answers, where we have not yet the skills to go into the more ideal version of our life. I like to say it like this. The in-between room, known in a more, let us say, proper language, the liminal space, I know it's a difficult word, you might have to look it up. The liminal space is, so to say, a threshold between the old and the new. You could say it's a waiting room, waiting for an appointment with Krishna, the divine doctor, to bring us to a better space in our life. So a retreat really is successful only when it can in some ways help us exit our old world, our old thoughts, our old habits, bring us into a very new space, which of course will be for many of us slightly uncomfortable because we don't yet know our way in this space. And then bringing to us new insights, new discoveries, breaking in fact old habits, we want to do that, so that we can really be ready for a new experience. And as I always like to say, this goal can be obtained only if we are willing to jump on onto the surgeon table, surgeon table of the Lord. We want to go to the Lord and say, here I am, my Lord, please purify my heart. Please give me the discoveries which I need now to move forward with strength in my life. And in this way, a retreat is successful for us. I will talk at length tomorrow about it, and I will make a few exercises with you. It will be not at all in the brain, the learning. You will make experiences which will hopefully benefit you, which will give you what you deserve to obtain, a more improved relationship really with Krishna. Good. So today we will playfully enter this through the medium of pastimes of Krishna. Hearing Krishna's pastimes is something which is done in Vaishnava circles because it will bring us into the vicinity, into a more close relationship with Krishna. It will invoke Krishna in our hearts. And reenacting Krishna's pastimes is an ancient method of learning in our Vaishnav tradition. I have today chosen the Kaliya Damana pastime, And I have chosen it because I know we all come from our various worlds and we may not yet be ready to engage directly with Krishna Katha. So this pastime has a deeply psychological and therefore extremely relevant dimension, which will help all of us, hopefully, to purify ourselves, purify our hearts from a certain anatta, which is not good if we go, if we want to engage with Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that the various pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, when we contemplate them, they will remove certain unwanted things in our heart, so that our hearts become ready receivers for Krishna's mercy. Killing or liberating, this is the way we say, liberating the demon Kaliya means to take malice out of our heart. A kind of, let us say, opposition to Krishna. What I have seen, the way this anatta appears in our devotees and in religious-minded people, is with a kind of deep problem with what we can call the silence of God. All of us are endeavoring on the spiritual path. Some of us are already doing this for more than 50 years or 40 years. It's really coming to half a lifetime. And sometimes when we sit back, we think, what have I really gotten? What does Krishna think about all my 50 years of chanting? And does he care? Is he there? I mean, the flute player and the blue god? I sometimes say to my audience, what if Krishna is really there? I mean, in the holy name. I'm asking this question because deep inside of our heart, there is an uncomfortable feeling with this. And it manifests in various ways. For instance, a famous Swami who was just now dying, I will not tell his name, and you will not figure it out from your, because I will tell it in such a way that this remains anonym, confided, I don't know how real it is, how real Krishna is. I don't really yet know it. I believe. In fact, I don't believe very strongly any longer. This is a very deep, deep, deep problem which we have. The problem with the silence of God. When does he respond? How does he respond? I mean, we call his name. Has he ever called back? Isn't that normal? If I say to someone, hey, Ananta Gauranga, will you not say something back? Hello, I'm here, or something. Has Krishna responded? And what is about the misery of the devotees? We say it's blissful, but oh, the Hare Krishnas look sometimes miserable. Is this real? All this it is described, there is a rebellious nature in us, something which is deeply hidden, something which we have hidden covered very carefully with concepts, with constructions, but have we experienced it? No? This is is the Kaliya, the opposition. I have sometimes heard devotees, why should Krishna always enjoy, and we poor devotees, four regulative principles? Krishna, Krishna. Kaliya was residing in a place in Vrindavan, which was the center of Vrindavan, the Yamuna River. Kaliya was a demon, a fallen devotee, actually. He had been initiated by Ananta Shesha, who holds the world, and he had been given mantras, but he had become envious of a great devotee of the Lord. And this malice, this criticism, this deceit began to take over his psychology. Eventually, he ended up in Vrindavan, in the heart of Vrindavan, the heart of devotion, Yamuna and G. He was very, very, very evil-minded, and he polluted the whole atmosphere with his mentality. There's a saying, Kaliya iti kala iya. That person who belongs in his psychology to kala, is black, is iron, has criticism, has pride and deceit, he is one of Kaliya's people. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has this to say, it's this inner malice or envy which has killed the Vrindavan spirit. It is an obstacle of devotion, and it still kills the Vrindavan spirit. If you want a modern word for this black thing which covers our devotion, you would say it's a shadow, our unacknowledged parts which rule us from deep of our subconscious mind. So Krishna had a plan. He said, this shadow will bring us, will cover our chanting so that we feel bored. Oh, Krishna, again, 16 rounds. Oh, that was, I did this when I was young. Now I'm so bored with this. When we do service, oh, we like to, it's so hard to give surrendered service. I mean, something which we don't like to do, which is only for Krishna's pleasure. Ooh, surrender is a bad word for us. We become agitated when someone suggests we surrender more. Because the black shadow has covered us. In order to live in Krishna consciousness, to feel Krishna's presence, to feel purified by Krishna's presence, this shadow or this darkness will have to go. So Krishna came personally to drive out this Kaliya out of the Hrada, the lake. Rupa Goswami has given us a beautiful prayer. He has said, my dear Lord, you appeared in Vrindavan and you drove out the Kaliya snake from the lake within the Yamuna. But I want to point out, there's a lake in my heart. And in this heart, in my own heart, lives another Kaliya. It rises out of the heart. And unless and until you come and you personally drive out this blackness in my heart, I have no chance to ever join you in your eternal pastimes. Please come, therefore. Beautiful prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. So, in our holy name retreat, or we call it living name retreat, based on this book, which Jai Krishna introduced to you, we really want somehow or other to try to approach Krishna in such a way that Krishna will be there. Or as Prabhupada says, we want to realize Prabhupada's statement that chanting Hare Krishna means to associate with Krishna in our heart. We want to somehow try yet another time to go into a deeply rewarding retreat where we have an experience of this. Because Krishna must come. Only if Krishna comes will it be possible for a conditioned soul to lose this his anattas, to lose this kalya which resides in his heart. I want to briefly tell you, as an introduction to what is here. You can see here is the Yamuna River, and maybe Krishna will appear today here in the Yamuna River, but first Kaliya has to be driven out. Maybe this will happen. I'm just speculating. I want to introduce now the Leela, and then I thought to do a little meditation with all of you as an introduction to the Leela. So, ready? One day, when Balaram celebrated his birthday, Krishna thought, today I'm absolutely free to do something unusual because Balaram is not there. He is at home giving charity to the Brahmanas. By the way, this is a good way to celebrate birthday, not just accepting gifts as we do in the Western tradition. It's much better if you give gifts on your birthday. And Balaram was there. There were Brahmanas purifying his hands, and Balaram was giving cows away and many, many things. So it was a very hot day, and Krishna had in mind there was this one place in the Yamuna which he knew was the residence of Kaliya. But Yashoda had always seen, Krishna, you want to go to this dangerous place. I know it. It's in your eyes, but don't go. You're not permitted. And Balaram is with you, and he will keep you from going there. But on this day, Balaram was not there. Krishna said, I am free to go. So he went to the special place. He said to his cowherd boyfriends, there is a special place which you have never seen before. Let us go there. So this was the place where Kaliya was residing. His venom had polluted the river Yamuna to such an extent that even birds who flew across the Yamuna, when they inhaled the vapor, the poisonous vapor, they fell down dead. So as it was so hot, Krishna's cows, when they saw the Yamuna with nice drinking water, they thought, they came there, they drank the water, and they were immediately dead. When the cowherd boys saw that their cows were all dead, they decided immediately to commit suicide. Because for them, the life were the cows. Don't become shocked. They are Parishad's eternal associates of Krishna. They can't die, but they decided. They were so much finished. When Krishna came to the spot where the cows were lying around dead, and when he saw that by now his cowherd boyfriends had fainted, Krishna was shocked. Imagine what happens when God is shocked. This is trouble. Krishna began to say, "What has my impulsive nature done?" This is Jiva Goswami's saying. "I have such an impulsive nature. I have decided to go there without considering the consequences. Now my cows are dead. The cowherd boys are dead. I'm the only life of these boys. How will I explain to Sridham and Sudham and the mothers and the fathers what has happened? Oh no, what misfortune has happened?" When Krishna walked to the cowherd boys and the cows, he looked at them. And as he looked and glanced at them, something very special happened. It is described in our philosophy that at the corners of the Lord's eyes, here, a special quality, it is called the sudachar. It's a substance which can revive even the dead. This is the reason why Krishna never looks straight. He always has his eyes roaming, walking, because he wants to see all his devotees. And this is the reason why Prabhupada says, don't try to see Krishna or God. Act in such a way that God sees you. Because when the Lord glances at you, his glance will revive you. Therefore, when going for darshan, we can't really see the Lord in his pristine glory with our eyes. We may see him with a devotional heart, but with these material eyes, we can't see his Sachit Ananda body. But he can see us. And listen what happened when he looked down, when he looked at the cows. He began to cry, and the tears which fell from his eyes on the cows, the tears which were sprinkled on the boys and on the calves, revived them instantaneously. Krishna walked around these groups of cows, groups of cowherd boys, and looked at each single one individually. And as he looked at them, they sat up with disheveled clothing. This for the boys, and the cows got up. And first, no one could speak. "Was there a dream?" said the cowherd boys. "We saw..." "Oh no, we didn't see that. But maybe we saw it. Our cows. Now they are alive, but moments earlier, what did we see?" Vansaka answered, I know. remember at the name-giving ceremony, when Krishna was named by Gagacharya, Gagacharya said, by the inconceivable potency of this boy, we will be saved from all dangers. Yes, there was danger. They were dead and we were also dead. He said it with a glance. He didn't want to speak this inauspicious news, which turned auspicious. Krishna saved us. So this is a little bit a prelude to what you are soon going to see, my dear devotees. Krishna can bring us from a half-dead situation in Krishna consciousness, where we still have our contaminations which are so prominent that we cannot really experience how Krishna is in his holy name, how Krishna is in the deities. He can bring us to a fully alive situation where we are ecstatic and enthusiastic in our Krishna consciousness if he becomes willing, if Krishna becomes willing to appear in the heart. A retreat is nothing else. It's not about a technique, my dear devotees. We are not learning. We learn many. You will meditate like anything and chant like anything and the first hurry and this and that and the other thing. But this is all a dress for a beautiful thing that we want each one of us improve on our relationship with Krishna. And Krishna has said, he has promised, in the degree someone surrenders to me, in that degree I reward them. He has so often said things like, I choose those who choose me. And I'm therefore extremely honored to be amongst devotees, good-hearted devotees, who have come and who have freed their time, which is so busy, from the many things you usually do, and just come with good faith that this retreat will give you this experience of coming closer to Krishna, of meeting Krishna. And I wish all of you that Krishna will look at you from the corners of his eyes, and he will sprinkle you with his well wishes so that you will actually obtain what you came to get. Wow, this was timing. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Shri Naji ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Hari 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 Bo, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. So for a moment, please stay where you are. Let us look at the deities. I hear Radha Vrindavan Chandra are very, very alive. They came just now in their night dress. Wow, this is, they are, my God, they are always more beautiful. Is it white sandalwood which is covering them? Because this is Chandan Yatra time. They look very beautiful. The cloth is like moonshine. Wonderful. We will now turn from Radha Vrindavan Chandra to one of their pastimes. Here at the banks of the Yamuna, you will most probably see something extraordinary. Please see and please pray while you see for Krishna to appear in your lives and take care of whatever darkness, inner darkness is still there. Hare Krishna.